In the rainy mountains of Pangasinan, Nicaragua, a dozen teenage girls tear down an overgrown field after a soccer ball. Some girls are barefoot, a couple in school uniforms, and others in dark blue jerseys. Their team is called the Pearls of Pangasinan. Today they're playing a team from a nearby high school. Isayana Barreras came straight from exams to play in jeans and a t-shirt.
Lo que me gusta es que las chavalas me ponen de delantera y me gusta ir de delantera.
She says, what I like about being on the team is when I get to play forward. Soccer is an exciting sport, she says, and I like playing on a winning team. It's rare to see girls playing organized sports in rural Nicaragua because they have so many other responsibilities. Teenage girls are often expected to take care of younger siblings, gather firewood, cook, and clean. There's a small but vocal crowd supporting the team today, including a couple brothers and uncles. At midfield, Barreras maneuvers carefully in a tight group of girls to free the ball. And after a scuffle at the goalpost, Maria Hernandez scores a slow rolling goal, and the Pearls take the lead. Hernandez says, I'm super happy I scored a goal. It's my first ever in a game. She's only been playing a couple months, and she smiles widely as she chases the ball. Her toddler son wails from the sidelines. Hernandez is 22 and a single mom. She's had a life that's rough but common here. She dropped out of elementary school and lived most of her teen years confined at home working. Sports like this were out of the question. She says, I couldn't have fun or play sports because my family told me that if a woman went around like that, she was a slut, and that we were playing soccer just so men would watch us. A rogue kick sends the ball out of bounds, past a donkey grazing, and down to the river. Jessica Vilches whistles sharply and points to where to throw it in. Vilches is the Pearl's no-nonsense team coach and mentor. She says, we consider it a right to play soccer, that it's not just men who can play sports or have fun. The cicada buzz reaches its peak intensity in the late afternoon heat as the Pearls score the winning goal. They line up to shake hands with the other team and plan their next game. Vilches, who's 31, says when they started 2 years ago, male teams refused them practice time. Now the men ask them to join their tournaments, and most girls have the support of their families. They're making their own decisions to play, Vilches says, regardless of the limitations of society or their families. That's because being on the team isn't just about soccer. Each week, Vilches gives talks at her house on themes ranging from managing money to knowing their sexual and reproductive rights. Today, the Pangasinan team are gathered in a workshop with dozens of women from other communities. Then the girls make up skits, laughing at one woman's swaggering macho boyfriend, and talk about what healthy relationships look like. Conversations about sex are often taboo in the family, and sex education here deals with the mechanics of reproduction. Vilches says her talks are critical for girls to learn their rights.
Una chica de 12, 13, 14, a 15 años.
A girl who's 12, 13, 14, or 15, she's not ready to have children or even ready to enjoy her sexual life, she says. She needs opportunities to study and to set her own goals. Back on the field, single mom Maria Hernandez says her coach's talks have helped her a lot.
Mi familia me humillaba, toda la gente me humillaba.
She says, my family used to humiliate me, and other people did too. After listening to the talks, I decided I'd never let anyone humiliate me again. In their next games, the girls will face a new obstacle, the endless mud of the rainy season. But they say they don't care, they just love to play. For The World, I'm Sarah Van Note, Matagalpa, Nicaragua.